The General Secretary of the Ghana National Association of Teachers, David Ofori Champong, says WAEC should be blamed for the latest leakage of the WASI papers. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Champong said the council has over the years failed to adhere to the rules and regulations regarding the conduct of examination. He said it is not right for WAEC to release the question papers to teachers who are themselves invigilators a day before the examination.
WAEC, of course.
Why should we put the blame on them?
There are processes for the conduct of an exam. First, you have the preparatory process, and that is undertaken by WAEC. They have their own security print shop where the questions are printed. Their staff conduct the printing of the examination paper. When it's finished, their staff pack the exams into their van and drive them to their regional depot, staff by staff of WAEC. Our teachers who conduct the exams have access to the document 30 minutes before each paper is written. If that is the case, and we have reports that papers are available 24 hours, 48 hours before the exams are written, whom do you blame?
Well, for this instance, Agnes Tay, could you explain that it's not really leakage? The paper came out some few hours to the exams, for instance.
Do you believe that? They have the other media report that people have access to those documents 24 hours before the exams were written.
So this latest thing at the second cycle?
The length and breadth.
For Nigeria, Liberia, Gambia, and Sierra Leone. In Ghana, we have a security print shop for WAEC Ghana. Now, because it's an international examination, the questions are the same in the five countries. So WAEC should come and tell us whether in Sierra Leone they have their own security print shop. In Nigeria, you have the same thing. And then tell us that they have enough security precautions to prevent leakages. Then we would understand them. Because in this era of technological advancement, if there are leakages in Nigeria, within 2 minutes, it can get to Ghana through social media. But if they are not telling us, and they are rather saying that it is teachers and the rest who should be blamed for all that is happening, then I cannot side with them.
But if you put the blame entirely on WAEC, what about the parents and students who fight tooth and nail to get foreknowledge of the questions instead of learning? Aren't they contributing to the perpetration of this perennial problem?
If WAEC is serious about the integrity of the examination, they will get competent people, honest people, who will not turn out the papers for parents to get access to the questions.